Betty Mays, 853 Nassau Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. July 31st, 1917. My poor Will. I just received the casualty message this morning, 10 days coming. It said you were severely wounded in arms and legs. And if we could only know how badly and all about it. You must have and still be suffering, but oh, I hope and pray it is not too bad, and that you will be spared to come back to us. It is so hard to think of you so far away, and not a thing we can do but watch and wait and pray. I know you will get the best care to be had there, and it is a comfort to know you're in a hospital and not left on the battlefield like the poor lad you told us about in your letter yesterday. You were not left long after poor Mr. Pryor, and I was almost looking for it. Your soldiering is done now, dear Will, and we shall be looking forward to your coming home, needing some nursing and coddling. Your little daughter will be an attentive nurse, and the poor laddie will be glad to have his daddy again. They have talked, talked, talked about you today. The neighbors have been kind. Someone saw the boy coming with the message and came in, Mr. Wood's sister and the soldier's wife down beyond us, and Mr. Gunn. Murdy was away to Jeffrey's. I had just got my mail, and Mother asked for your address now, so I sent her and Ruby and Hattie and addressed the envelope because they would be likely write. Oh, Will, my heart is just breaking. We want you back. Your poor broken body. We are loving and hugging you, but oh, so far away. It will be long before we get any more word, and the suspense is so hard to bear. The message said further particulars would be forwarded as received, but I shall be so afraid if another message comes. You will know, poor Will, we are thinking about you all the time, hoping and praying that you're doing all right. The kiddies are trying so hard to comfort me. They do not seem to take it all in, only don't like to see me crying. I shall keep on writing to the hospital until I get word where to send it. It will be 3 weeks nearly before you get this. It takes so long. I will say good night now, dear Will. And I hope by the time this reaches you, you will be well along to recovery. May God bless and keep you, and spare you to come back to us soon. Goodbye. Love and kisses from us all. Your wife, Betty.